Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm continuing my series of interviews with small shop proprietors. I've just arrived here in Catskill to visit with my friend Katie Hartsaw, owner of Catterskill Market. For a long time, Katie was in the fashion industry, but she became increasingly disillusioned with certain aspects of consumerism and a system that pumped out products that had short lifespans. So she turned her eye toward creating a business that sources objects and tactile tools for the home that are aesthetically pleasing while being crafted using natural materials and ultimately utilitarian and sustainable. She offers a wide selection of items that are functional, organic, and ethically made in terms of fair labor practices. Her lovely store is located right here on Main Street. Come with me as I go inside. I first discovered Catterskill Market online. I had no idea who was behind it. And then I watched as you appeared at different places, farmers markets, outdoor festivals. And then I was so excited when you did decide to open a shop here on Main Street in Catskill. So do you want to talk about the evolution of that and how it maybe changed your business or enhanced your business?
I started with a website and a very small selection of products and selling at the local farmers markets. And it was mostly baskets and cleaning brushes and produce bags and some things that went along with the farmers market. And now that I have a shop, I'm able to work with a lot more local vendors and have a whole variety of products that I couldn't possibly schlep around with me to the farmers markets. So that's been the most exciting thing, is to be able to connect with more and more local people and support what they're making.
So if we walk around your shop now, do you want to point out a couple of things that you want to highlight, whether they're local craftspeople, makers, or elsewhere from beyond?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things that I've been using personally is the solid shampoo and conditioner bars. And I've tried a few different brands, and these are actually made here in Greene County. They're made by Fox Farm Apiary, and they're made with honey, and they smell amazing, and they have a really great lather, and they rinse really well, and there's no plastic bottle, so it's one of like the easiest ways to cut out some single-use plastic, and it happens to be made locally. I was looking for someone to sell their honey, and I found that Fox Farm Apiary is like the honey people in Greene County. They keep the bees at Bowana, and they're putting hives at Opus 40, and one of the land conservancies in Woodstock too, and then they have their own apiary in Hanacroy. So I started carrying their honey and then realized that they made this, and this was a product that I had been searching for the perfect version of, and theirs is it. And they do a lot of consulting for like new beekeepers or moving hives that are in a place they shouldn't be. So all of these beautiful hand-turned bowls and candlesticks and spatulas, they're made by Cat Rock Woodworking, and his name is John Perella. And he lives in Sullivan County, and he makes everything one of a kind, and it's native Catskill wood. So he doesn't go to the lumber store. This is all wood that he's harvested from his own property or that a neighbor might supply him with.
Those are beautiful.
They're
so beautiful.
How
did you discover him?
I sold at a little market to support the Ontura Library in Tannersville, and he was one of the vendors, and we connected there. So now I can send him little projects. Like, I sent him a picture of a beautiful candlestick that I liked, and he made me a whole collection, all completely different, but it was just like to get the ball rolling. And he likes to make all one of a kinds. So we have fire cider from Heart's Content Apothecary, and they are crafting this kind of old-fashioned tonic that's made with apple cider vinegar, and then there's all kinds of good herbs and spices in there, like garlic and cayenne, turmeric, honey, and it's really great to boost your immune system and for your digestion too. And so you can take it like a tonic, like you can just take a shot of it in the morning, or you could mix it into hot water like a tea, or even with olive oil on a salad.
They come from, well, they is she, Leslie, with her helpers, from my neck of the woods in Round Top on the property of Glen Falls House. So I have seen her project evolve, which has been really interesting. When did you arrive on Main Street in Catskill?
I arrived on Main Street in October of 2020. We opened as a pop-up shop for Christmas. We had been selling at the farmer's market all summer, and it was a great summer, and just thinking about what to do next. And I noticed that this storefront was for rent. This used to be the Catskill Country Store. And when I got in touch with them, they had actually just sold the building. So there was this opportunity to come in for 3 months, which was low risk for me. You know, it's a tricky time to open a retail business. So having that opportunity to just be able to try it out and see how it went was perfect. And the season was so great. And I kind of told myself, if I can make this work, then we can sign up for longer.
So you're here for the rest of the year for sure, right?
For sure for the rest of the year.
That's so great. And I love that you're a great addition to all of these wonderful women run businesses right here on Main Street. So many of them. And it's exciting that you're a part of that camaraderie now. And I think everyone supports everybody here in Catskill. Even as Main Street, I've noticed, has changed in the last year again, as it's changed every year for the past 20 years since I've been here.
Yeah. And the support of the other local businesses has made me feel so welcome. Even before I had the shop here, I had done pop-up shops at Corduroy Shop with Chrissy and at Mahalo with Tara. So it felt like a really natural evolution to be here myself.
So now that you're here on Main Street, do you find a lot of your visitors and customers are local, or are they coming from beyond?
It's a true mix of both. And I really want to serve the local community, in addition to being a destination for visitors. But having those things that people can come for that they need on a weekly basis, and then the things for your home like dish soap and laundry soap was really important.
Can you talk about the overarching philosophy of your Catterskill Market?
So Catterskill Market offers sustainable home goods. It's things that you need that are good for the environment. They're made ethically or have some sort of positive social impact. So not decorative, not collectibles. Everything is functional.
And when you started the business, what were the first one or two products that you had for the home?
I had these tote baskets that have like a long leather handle that you can use for the grocery store. I love that they replaced plastic bags And they even replaced those reusable bags you get at the grocery store in a really beautiful way. And then another thing I had as one of my first products were these wooden cleaning brushes. And they replace sponges or plastic cleaning brushes. And there's just something so beautiful about wood and surrounding yourself with handcrafted wooden objects. Wood has even been researched, and the sight and touch of wood reduce stress.
Oh, I needed to know that.
Yeah.
When I look at the products that you have for the home, specifically the cleaning products, they remind me of a shaker type of aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I also love not just the way they look, which is functional and beautiful, but the philosophy of the making of them that's behind them, which you just talked about.
These particular brushes that I carry, they're made in Sweden, and they employ visually impaired people to make the brushes. So that's kind of the social aspect. There is something within that beauty plus function that almost defines beauty. It's like, if it didn't work so well, if it didn't feel so great in your hand, if you didn't have a minute of pleasure using it, it wouldn't be beautiful.
One thing I see as I'm here in your store is a really great canvas tote bag with a graphic of Catterskills Falls on it, mentioning Catterskills Market. Can you tell me about this project?
Having a bag to bring to the grocery store seemed like it went along with my ethos and my goals. So this tote bag is made of recycled cotton. It's from a company that's based here in New York. It's female owned and a B corporation. And then the print on it is of Catterskill Falls, which is the double tier waterfall here in Greene County. And the inspiration for my namesake, there's Catterskill Falls and the Catterskill Creek here in Catskill. And the artwork is an old etching. And you can see there's even like a little house on top of the falls that isn't there anymore. So we've used this artwork, and the tote bag is oversized for groceries. And then for Earth Day, which just passed, we donated $10 from every bag to the Catskill Center, and they manage the Catterskill Falls Park.
As I've been coming to the shop since you opened last fall, I've noticed some really beautiful contemporary artworks on the walls. I know they're made by Tristan, your husband,
Yes. But
would you like to talk about how they affect and enhance the space that we're in?
So the painting that I have in the shop right now is pretty large, and it is dark and minimal, and it's called Flock. It might remind you of birds flying, or it might remind you of a dark forest. And I love having this piece of art here. It takes up kind of a lot of space on this wall, and it's like an interruption from all of the product. And it's a moment to pause in the space and be calm and still. And I want each and every product that I have to give you that pause and that moment of stillness.
Since we are always looking for good recommendations around town, is there anything that you've seen lately, any place you've been lately, or something that's on your list that you're wanting to do that you could recommend to our listeners?
One place I'm looking forward to going back to is the Ramshorn Audubon Sanctuary here in Catskill. Recently, I've been developing a deeper relationship with my birds, and I've noticed that a lot of customers have too. We sell bird feeders and bird houses, and so I'm having conversations about birds like daily. So this Audubon Sanctuary is right here on the other side of the Catskill Creek, and I went on the website earlier this week and saw you can download this list of birds that have been known to be sighted there. So I'm excited to go back with the list.
And check off your list of your birds.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie, for that recommendation. Since I'm right here in Catskill, I think I'll just go there now. Till next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth.
If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.